样。
两段的圣经都很长，但是主题都很清晰的。这个创世纪所记载呢，简而言之呢，虽然人有个坏的心，但天主仍都保住他的计划。如果不是这些肉色的兄弟出卖他的话，可能去不到埃及，也救不回他的家，或者是以色列的民族。表面向来是一个消极的经验，但是消极里面呢是积极的，天主是背后工作。所以这些我们不可以看表面。当然另外一点出来教训呢，为什么玉室的兄弟这么妒忌玉、兄弟怎么妒忌他呢？他老爸都有少少不太正确的，做件这么漂亮的衣服给他，他虽然是小仔，那都不需要搞到这么公开，那么就是惹人妒忌。那加上他发梦多一点，那又真的那么直情的惹人妒忌，这个绝对是他的灾难。但是看到灾难背后，天主都有他的恩宠的，这点我们要相信。特别在今天的耶稣的比喻里面，更加明显地整个故事，有明眼人一看就看到历代的先知，不是历代先知都受迫害嘛。咁耶稣讲话何况我呢，咁所以啲人一听怒气填空，即觉得指证佢哋会迫害呢个麦西亚，只不过大家麦西亚个概念系唔同嘅，佢哋麦西亚系重整佢哋以色列嘅国家嘅威盛咧，但耶稣嘅麦西亚嘅意思咧，就喺、是心田底里面去重整人的崩溃的一个人格。那两个是不同的方向。无论怎耶稣最后讲一段那句，我以为今天的福音主题，像人弃而不用的石头，反而成了屋角的基石。天主你用那些不起眼的事物去做一个他的教会。大家知道这个哥尔哥达地方呢，以前是石矿场来的，所以十字架呢就冻在那些以前石矿场正立那些地方，有些罅有些隙呢，在个石罅里面，所以最弃不用的石头呢是屋角基石。那当然有两个意思啦，那他们起屋梁那里要顶住呢，那都是高过基石啊。但是这一次也都可以将它那个基石呢成为十字架的基石呢，就是这个矿场里面那些石的缝呢，就那个十字架呢就插在那里。那所以虽然人人弃而不用的石头，这些是石头没人用的嘛，没的嘛，成屋过基石，这个屋过基督嘛，十字架嘛。咁亦都可以同一個道理，天主永遠睇到嘅故事咧，冇放棄任何一個人。雖然人咁多罪，就算殺佢嘅聖子，佢仍然都有留有餘地，又有空間去寬恕。正如喺創世記所記載，雖然人係咁差勁，賣掉約瑟，但係始終天主恩慈咧喺約瑟度咧。给回这个家族，天主不是报复 的天主，是施慈爱的天主。虽然字眼上很多时候说天主报复的天主，是为当时那些 文長啊，佢哋教育唔高啊嘛。如果要以惡報惡咁，你點可能咧？就算話以牙還牙，嗰個係一規律啫。你要做文長嘅話，人哋偷咗雞蛋，你咪罰佢13蚊咯，就唔係鞭佢十下苦刑，好似佢殺咗人咁樣。呢、這個以眼還牙，以牙還牙嗰個概念咧，係法律嘅概念，就唔係話要求我哋報復。我哋今天好彩時講咧，古經都叫我哋以眼還牙，以眼還牙，佢對我唔好，我咪對佢唔好咯咁樣。呢、這個唔係咁嘅意思，除非你做官啦，做官你都要睇嗰、那個、那個平等啊、平衡啊，唔係用中意點就點咯。咁所以今日個福音睇到天主係慈愛嘅天主。So the one main theme is God is God of mercy, it's not revenge. In the first reading of the Genesis, although the brothers of Joseph selling him to Egypt, but still God is saving this family, this country, this race, because God is love. Even though they are doing bad things,But something bad, something good is coming up. The same as Jesus, his life. He was crucified, died at someone's not merciful, not worthy. But there's God's grace there. Anything happen, it looks black, it doesn't look good. But over there, if you live sincerely with the will of God,It's always good results coming out. So let us pray that our life is always corresponding to the calling of Jesus, following his cross, especially that one of the fruits is the stone that is left out by the people and will become a cornerstone of a house. This cornerstone is not very beautiful, but it sustains the whole building.That's what Jesus means. He is the one, he's the cornerstone. He is the one who sacrificed people. Whenever we do things for people, we live together with him. We construct the cornerstone of this big church.